Welcome to Embodied with Kathy Covington, a podcast exploring intelligent fitness, conscious movement, and longevity. I'm Kathy Covington, founder of Mantra Fitness. This is a space where we talk about what it really means to live well, how we move, how we lead, and how we build lives and businesses that support us long term. Today, I'm joined by Danielle Wallace. Danielle has been with Mantra for over 10 years and is currently our area manager for Sarasota and Lakewood Ranch locations. She has helped scale and grow the brand from the inside out, leading teams, building culture, and translating vision into our day-to-day execution. In this conversation, we're talking about the embodied side of business, how leadership lives in the body, how culture is built over time, and what it takes to scale a wellness business without burning out your nervous system. If you're a woman in the health and wellness space who values intelligence, integrity, and longevity, this conversation is for you. So I am here with Danielle Wallace. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
And we are just curious to know a little bit about more about you. This is our second episode together. And on this one, I just want to take us back again to the early beginnings and when you started with the brand.
Actually, it is 10 years this year because I remember getting certified and flying to California and everything 2016. A big 10 years.
10 years and we're adding one to the mix now.
I know. Well, a third to the mix.
Yeah, third.
But just one at the moment.
One at the moment. Exciting that you're having your third little one.
Yeah.
And you've been doing continuing to evolve and helping and doing everything that you do while you're, 7 months now?
It'll be almost nine.
Wait, you're almost 9 months already? Where does the time go?
I know. This year went by so fast. I mean, not just this year, but last year too. So the end of it is just going by so quickly. But I'm super excited. I'm excited to continue. It's been a great process and journey, like even with the kids and just seeing the growth, even realizing like what 10 years, that difference and how much growth you have as like a person and just with yourself and with your family can really do. But it's nice looking back and kind of seeing all the changes, good changes.
From like your first, like literally our first studio and moving now over the years, we've gone from one to four, a lot of changes. And I don't know, just kind of tell me about those early beginnings for you and what that looked like with Mantra.
It's so funny thinking about the early beginnings because I was just so young. And at that moment, you don't think like I'm so young. I still feel like a kid. But like even going back to like the beginning and just starting from instructor to front desk to managing and just kind of like your day-to-day process and planning and then looking at that from then and now, it's just grown so much. I feel like I've learned a lot, especially when I took like that little break and I kind of opened up the salon and I used a lot of tactics from when I was managing the studio and kind of was like, just braced myself for this. And then having my background with like my own business, I brought that in to like the second half and when I started again. So it's just nice seeing the growth. And then obviously having like the community, the instructors, everything, the leadership. So it's been great.
What do you think is like your number one over, if you look back over the last 10 years, the number one thing that you've grown the most with?
I would say probably myself, like individual, like just as a person and how, and like my work ethic, just kind of knowing what you have to do on a day-to-day basis. Like it's not just yourself that you're thinking and working for. It's you have studio, you have the studio, you're maintaining it, the trainers, and it's not just telling people what to do. It's like building this community and becoming friends with the instructors, and not just friends, because I know sometimes it's like don't work with just your friends, but it's that like finding that middle ground of creating these friendships, but also this leadership to where it's just a really good balance between trainers, staff, like the clients, everything. So
obviously this process of getting to your, like where you are in leadership now, running two studios, building the brand culture, which you've done an amazing job at, and leading staff. But that going back to that early time when you became a trainer and you started leading your first class and actually started teaching with no, you know, coming in with no experience. And then maybe tell us a little bit about that experience of what it's like just to start off as a trainer and looking. Yeah. So you're looking back at yourself 10 years ago.
It's so scary starting out. Like it is. And you can ask anybody, even if they've been like a trainer previously, like coming into something new like this, it's so intense. But like looking at the growth, I just remember first starting out, I don't know, maybe if it was just like being at a young age, but I think as I've grown too and found who I am as a person a little bit more, it's just become, the workout is just so much different for me now. Like before, I feel like you're just young and it's like, okay, a workout's a workout kind of thing. And like you create this routine, you want to make it intense, but it's not about the intensity. Like you don't have to go so hard all the time. Like there's a mindfulness to it and there's like a body awareness. And I think that we've really focused on displaying that in the studios with all of our trainers and kind of expressing that to the clients, how you don't have to push yourself so hard you can't move the next day. Like you don't have to work 7 days a week to accomplish these goals. Like it is when you do the workout and you have that like mind muscle connection, when you just kind of clear your head of everything around and just focus on that moment, it becomes so hard. Like I feel like now this workout is more intense for me than it was 10 years ago. And I'm like, holy moly, this is so intense.
Well, do you think it's intense because now you know all the movements and you're much more aware of not only teaching, but you're also aware of what it feels like in the body and then getting that client feedback over the years and what they feel when they're in the workout?
Yes, definitely. And it takes time. You don't learn these things in just like, obviously we try to like pack in as much information as we can in our trainings, but it takes so much more time. It's like you grow every time you teach class. You learn something new. You have client feedback. You have other trainer feedback. Like we're all there as like a big support system. Like no one's really there to talk negative or put you down. It's just more to help you grow. So it's like as you teach class, as you learn from yourself and from others, it just becomes like such a better learning experience. And it's nice to just watch everybody.
Which I think that is like the first part of the leadership journey for you was just actually getting to that place where you can now, you were leading clients in the class and helping them, you know, feel this workout. And then at the same time, you were growing with the workout.
Oh, yeah.
And with the studio.
Yes. Like teaching, I never thought in a million years. I still tell everybody, I'm like, I never thought I would be one to teach fitness classes or tell people what to do on a mic with music. And I'm like, who am I? But now it's like brought you to be a better person. And I use that as more like as kind of like, I've definitely gained confidence from that and to just speak for myself versus like holding things back. You like really begin to grow. And yeah, just having the extra confidence and like knowing when to push yourself a little bit more and when to take a step back. Things like that.
Paying attention to your body and what our bodies are telling us and being able to understand that.
Yes, that's a big part too.
Yeah. And now you're understanding even more with that little one in there.
Yeah. Chill out.
Chill out, Mom. There is so much to training and teaching a class. It's a huge accomplishment to get out on the floor and lead a group and be confident, even when you're not feeling 100%.
I think sometimes people don't realize what we go through as becoming instructors and how intense it really is. Like you can't just do a certification, throw on a mic, put a cute outfit on and be like, I'm going to teach. Right. I mean, you definitely could, but you don't have the background, the knowledge, like the mind-body awareness, like the connection that you can transfer to your client, like to your clients in that room, in that studio, because you're responsible for those clients in your room. That's your space, your time. I always tell people that, but it is, I think it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And seeing you evolve has been so rewarding. And then myself alongside mm-hmm. of you, going through different stages as we progress and as the brand has been built. I find it like really exciting, the culture that we have been able to collaboratively build in the studio. And if you can speak to that a little bit more. You've done such a tremendous mm-hmm. job evolving culture amongst trainer, staff, community.
It's definitely changed in a good way. I think from when I first started to now, just gaining certain tools, like having these tools and this knowledge and just helping develop like a really good community within the studio and outside of the studio. Like it's not just clients. It comes down to the instructors. It comes down to the front desk staff, the managers, like everyone, the back end of like the company. It's a big team, like everyone, it's just a big team. But I think the difference from when we first started to now, it's just being more, again, and I'll like use this all the time, just more mindful with who we're bringing on and not just someone's interested. Okay, let's throw them in. Let's just see. Like it takes time. It's a process. We want to make sure there's a right fit. They're the right person.
They fit the culture.
They fit the culture. It's not like we're not going to have someone come in and teach that is just a Debbie Downer all the time. So
that makes sense. We've seeded from the very beginning, mm-hmm. Just a really welcoming, open culture. It's that initial feeling that you want people to experience when they walk into the studio and when they are in your space, especially as a founder, making sure that my passion, my essence, my being is expressed, to see that in the people that lead Mantra is really rewarding for me.
I think the community behind it all respect that too.
And people can come in and feel safe when they're at Mantra.
Yes. Like I say it all the time. And when I'm teaching, I'm like, when you're in the class, I want you to leave any negativity at the front door. It's your space. Clear your head from stress, anxiety. And then I always remind people, I'm like, don't look at your neighbor. Everybody is going to be at their own level. And I'm like, it's always good. Like you showed up for yourself, which is a big accomplishment.
What would you say like is one of the key things you look for in hiring when you're looking for a new trainer to come on board with us?
Somebody that is definitely eager to learn, because I think that's a big thing. We've just over the time frame that I've been there, some people think they know everything, not like just being a know-it-all, but they don't want to obtain extra information. So it's like they don't want to do exactly what we're doing. Just having that openness for that extra knowledge, learning.
We're looking for when we're adding staff into the culture. We want to know that we embody growth, mm-hmm. growth in how we show up in our thirst for knowledge.
Yeah. And who wants to just start at a job or anywhere, do anything and just be stagnant the whole time? Like there's always room to grow. Everyone, I feel like, should have this mindset of just always wanting to learn.
A growth like mindset.
Even, yeah. Sure. And it's even with like my business, for example, you can't just stay stagnant the entire time. Like it's not going to work. You have to always grow. You have to always learn. But that's what I think with like people, trainers, front desk, any staff that we hire, you have to have like that. Like you want to learn. You have to have that drive.
Yeah. I 100% agree. It's easier for me personally. I always want to learn and I always want to grow. And so it's nice to watch our team grow and they're looking to expand their knowledge, relate and expand their leadership, which you've done amazing at. Yeah, that's been really cool to see.
It's been, I mean, thinking about like the trainers that we have now and from when we were at the old studio and they were starting out into now, everyone has improved. And it's not even like but it's like just
the growth again.
The growth, like yeah. Within themselves too, like the confidence and just the knowledge, their mind body awareness, like that knowledge, the body language.
Yeah, developing our team, developing clients to watch clients and team members gain this level of confidence. Never in a million years did I think I would be doing a podcast or doing YouTube clips. Right? Who would have ever thought that? Like, I didn't.
I never thought I'd be on a podcast.
Now we're doing the podcast. Seeing this leadership and this level of confidence evolve is so rewarding. And to see the level of confidence evolve in our trainers is also desk staff. What do you see as like the biggest obstacle when you're hiring? Like red flag, do not proceed. You're being preserved and kept this amazing team with very little turnover. I was taking Kirsty's class yesterday. I went to the Lakewood Ranch studio, one of the OGs. Yeah, she's been teaching for 12 years. She just had her baby and she's teaching again.
I think when we bring people into like our community, like the most important thing is like they just need to have an open mind. I feel like they just have to have, they can't just not be willing to like grow or make these changes. I think growth is a big thing. And it's going to be definitely a red flag if like someone's like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. Like, sorry, we can't have you as part of our team. Like it's, and just being a team player. I think we've been really focused on just our in-house team as well. Like staff, our instructors, just being there for each other. And whether it's subs or whether it's taking on extra classes that we're trying to add on or like seeing how our schedule works. There's been so many changes in the past year, all working on growth. You just have to have like an open mind and not just shut out new ideas.
There's a lot of resilience as we've grown. There have been a lot of changes and change isn't always easy. It sometimes is you take two steps back, one step forward. And as we go through training and evolving the culture, it's definitely built resilience in our team. We can go do this and we can do it together and maybe step it forward. Leadership development is part of this resilience that becomes a part of us. Like, okay, we can do this together.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be just like a you thing. It could be like a we thing.
Yeah.
And just grow all together. And it does take, I feel like, everyone to be on the same page, open.
Goal or common vision. Yeah. Of the future.
You don't think about how much you've really grown as a person until you have like those big jumps, even like a 6 month growth. Or a year. I look back from now until like even like let's say 2024. So much growth, so many changes. You don't really notice it in the moment because it's life. It's crazy, chaotic. But looking at the long term, you're like, oh my gosh.
I think that's like, looking long term, keeping the focus. It's not tomorrow. It's not in 6 months. It's like, what are the lives that we're going to change from now forever? What is the legacy that we can leave?
Yeah, I think short term goals are great, but it's really like the long term that are just so important and key because it's a good motivator. You're like self motivating yourself and others. You could be someone else's motivation. They're like, wow, like she's done so much in the past couple years. Like I've just watched her journey. It's very inspiring. Like that's just someone I would love to just slow and watch them continue their journey and growth.
How do you, as a leader in the two studios, how do you manage your central nervous system? We talk about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. And, you know, when you're in the studio, the energy is up here. You've got clients that are, you know, going and buzzing and the energy that you have to bring to the team to keep them motivated. We're always on helping other people. Like that's our job, is to help others.
Yes. And you definitely don't want to be the person behind the desk or managing with like, why does she look so grumpy all the time? But it's honestly, I mean, even if I'm having like a bad day at home or like I'm on my way to work and like not having the best, the community we've built, it will change my mood from like just stressed. My anxiety kind of just like melts away. The community, like everyone knows that you're going to have off days. Like no one expects you to be perfect all the time.
All right, let's talk about the harder parts of growth, like dealing with the clients. Let's talk about maybe dealing with staff, maybe dealing with too many substitutions or someone's calling out all the time and not showing up to teach their class. How do you deal with things like that and do it so diplomatically?
It's hard sometimes because you don't want to be the bad guy, but you want to be everybody's friend. You don't want like one of your staff to not be excited to come to work, but you also have to I think when you stand your ground and you're assertive, they appreciate that more. These are the rules. You have to abide by them. Or unfortunately, there's someone else that would want your classes or your your classes or your shifts. There's always going to be someone else willing to have that growth and that knowledge and want to learn. So
giving them really good structure, good processes over the years, we've really developed and implemented a lot of
so much better. Yeah.
Been so much better as our team continues to grow. And it's been a lot to define.
It's definitely been hard at some certain times. But again, the long term, you see it and it's like, what a big change.
And the boundaries, I think, is huge too, right? Here's our boundary. Here's how we operate. We're loving, we're kind, but we rely on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be accountability in the group and systems and processes and clear, defined, so we can all be playing on the same field. I feel like that has been a big part of our growth. As the teams scale, we don't know all the time what each other is thinking. There's so many moving pieces as we've scaled that it's impossible to be consistent if we don't have certain systems and processes in place.
The processes and our systems that we have created, they've made a big difference. I think it's the reason we stay so consistent. I think consistency is key with the studios, and that's what has allowed us to grow so much and continue to grow. You can't just start a studio and no standards, no guidelines, no, you have to have and that's all trial and error too. We didn't just walk in and just be like,
it's 14 years now.
Yeah.
Of developing what we've done, going from one studio to two studios to three studios to four studios to two different states is truly a balancing act. But I see as we're always learning, we've built out these systems to keep everybody accountable, just build accountability in our team.
Yeah.
Actually, our last retreat was on themed accountability.
I know. I can't wait to do retreats with the rest of the staff and then even clients. We have so much to look forward to. Yeah. They do.
To look forward to. Yeah, I am always in awe. I think we have one male in the whole company. We're welcome to have more. We would bring on more, but with just kind of how life ended up for us.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of busy moms and some people have other jobs and children and families. You are really bringing these groups together.
Because women are superheroes.
Yes, we are.
It's crazy what you can get done in just a your day to day. I look at my schedule sometimes and I'm like, holy shit, that's what I'm doing today. But it gets done. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things you just, even if you're having a bad day or if it's if you don't want to go to work, you do it. I'm so happy. And I think that's how we have to look at life too sometimes. We don't want to do we don't want to be adults sometimes, but you do it and then you feel better. You feel accomplished. You're happy with yourself, proud of yourself for what you've done. And then you move on to the next.
How do you prioritize your own personal health and wellness and fitness?
This has been, I feel like, my own little journey. I used to think, just being young and what you were always told, you have to go super hard. I've learned there's balance and I've said, everyone is going to be different. But I've kind of learned to realize, especially during this pregnancy, I had to stop working out. It was just, my body was not happy. She was like, stop doing this, mom. So I had to take a break. I just ended up focusing on walking, moving, staying active throughout the day. But I feel like now I would say 3 to 4 days a week. I always tell people 3 to 4 days is great. When you push yourself, this is so intense. Your muscles, they need to recover.
So you need off days too.
Everybody needs off days.
How do you take your, how do you actually separate work from your personal space and take that time for yourself?
I struggle with that right now. Definitely. I think just trying to, I'm so in planning and prepping mode because I'm okay,
baby's coming.
I need to just cram as much as I can in. And then that has told my body and especially my OB, she's you need to chill out. She's she is not happy in there. She's slow down, mom. So I think you just have to really listen, like take a day, even if it's one day a week for yourself, like take the mental, like your mental health day, and just kind of listen to your body. Even if you're not working out, if you need for like exercise, if you can't make it to the studio, at least move your body, go for a walk. Like walking is so good. And I feel like it's like you get this mental clarity sometimes just having this time to yourself, and you kind of can just focus on you for the moment. And like, obviously your schedule, because it's hard to just completely clear your head in your mental space. But working out is such a good like meditation and can benefit so much.
What you're saying about embodiment, this is a lot of what this podcast is really trying to bring presence into, that like listening to, being able to listen to our body and what it's telling us. When is it time to slow down? Understand where our body is and what it's saying to you.
It's not easy. Like it takes time to like really focus on like embodying how you feel and knowing when to just take that little break to really listen and tune in. There's some like myself never want to take a break. I want to just be go, go, go. But in the long term, if you want to be healthy and continue to stay active, like your body does deserve a break and rest.
I think that has been a key. The mantra method is to pay attention to what our body is telling us, you know, our sympathetic nervous system and parasympathetic nervous system are constantly in balance with each other. And when we can listen to that, what's going on inside of me, so that I can get a show up and not be overly stressed out to where my body's going to collapse and give out. I think with the mantra method, I'm really hopeful that my vision for that is that it can start teaching us how to really live in our body and pay attention to this, how our bodies are engineered. If we understand that, it brings this level of awareness into our lives, our workouts, our staff feel it, and then process it, evolve, you know, in our health and in our mindset. So I'm hopeful with just the evolution of mindful breathing. For example, you know, you walk into the studio and you're a new client or a new trainer, and you can take that breath even before we're podcasting today, that inhale and that exhale, getting our nervous system back on track so that we can focus and move forward. And there's a lot of science behind how important it is that we are paying attention to these things.
And I think we start with our child's pose before class. We end with our child's pose. Like it's a great way to start the process as we like add it in, I think, to the studio. It gives not only like the clients that moment, but it gives trainers just like one final breath, collect yourself, get ready for your class you're about to teach. But then for clients, it's like decompress real quick. Like melt away all of your potential negativity, stress, whatever you have going on outside the studio. And it's like, just focus on your workout. You got 45 to 50 minutes to yourself.
The client is moving through a full body workout. Our heart rate and brings us back into that parasympathetic state to where we can walk out of the studio with our endorphins going and feeling good and positive and happy.
Good. It's a good feeling when you leave class. Like, yes, you're shaky and you're exhausted, but it's like a good feeling. It's like you got a gold star today.
Another question for you. So having a team, you're leading a team of how many trainers now?
Probably like over 20.
What's your number one?
Sometimes I will like take a step back and I'm like, this is so much. But it's honestly like I wouldn't have it any other way. Like I love it and I appreciate the group that we do have, the community we've built. Some of these trainers, I'm like, they've built connections to where they're such good friends now. And like the team bonding, and everyone is always trying so hard to help each other out. And it's like, we're so supportive of each other. I was looking.
I think we've built a culture of accountability.
Yeah. And I was even.
It's a seed in the apple.
Same thing. Tomato, potato. Just kidding.
Yeah. I hear you. The past two trainings that we've brought into different classes into the mantra method has been a really neat experience. The interview process and then the team interviewing as a team, I felt brought a lot. I'm curious to know what you feel about that.
I like our process. I wish like when I was going through training, like it was like this.
I never imagined how hard it would be And I always say now, it's like, time is our most valuable asset. We have to spend it like it matters. 14 years later, there's so much truth in that. And it takes time to grow. And I'm really proud of what we've built. I'm proud of our team growing, not only our studios and growing us individually as leaders, continuing to grow our community and share what we've learned.
Almost like a mentor, like, or just having someone there to help guide.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm personally excited being able to share this with others so mm-hmm. that they can develop into their leadership roles. But yeah, time is valuable. It's gone by so quickly. It's hard to believe where we're at from where we started. What does scaling mean to you now compared to what you thought it meant years ago? Is it intimidating?
I feel like at some point it gets a little intimidating, but then when you have processes and guidelines, when we create those, I think it makes it more doable and less intimidating. Like, it's always going to be a little nerve-wracking, I think, at some points. But I think when you have those set boundaries and the things that we've put into place and that we're kind of growing like weekly, it makes it a little bit easier.
I always find, looking back, like every time we've put goals in place, I look back and I'm like, wait, we did it.
Yeah.
And the power of goal setting, because I just was like, oh, I'm just going to do this and it's all going to work out year over year. And all the goals that we've set on a weekly, monthly, and how we've done it.
I think it's, again, the short-term and long-term goals that you kind of create. The meetings that we do help bring everyone together. We don't just talk about sales. We get a little personal and like we're able to joke around and stuff like that. But I think it helps bring the studios together. We're there to help each other. It brings everyone a little bit closer together.
The growth mindset. We're always growing and we're always looking to improve the process.
Yes.
And moving forward.
We're going to have to open up another studio just to fit all these people in, which I mean is such a, like, it's such a good feeling. Better.
Yeah. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
And every time you feel like you've mastered one part, a new part appears.
Yeah.
And a new challenge comes.
Please.
Yeah. It's just, it's a never ending process of improvement, and being able to grow with that has been exciting for me. And I think it's been exciting for our team.
Definitely.
Yeah. And putting things out, and the simple thing of just putting it out to the universe.
Yeah.
Talking about manifesting, I'm like, be careful. There's something about be careful what you wish for.
I know. I'm excited for this year, not just managing one studio, two studios and the trainers. Like, it's a lot, but I'm so happy and thankful for the team that we have because everyone is just so supportive.
There's always changes. And I think that we've been really good at is identifying people's strengths. When you hire your team and you bring in the best that you can, and as you develop them, looking for people's strengths. Where do they excel? We've all evolved over the years, and watching how we've, as a team, been able to put people into the places where they're the strongest and where their strengths can be utilized in the best way. And I think that's key. People that can stay with the brand for years. If you can embrace core values, you can build on people's strengths and looking at the world as positive. Positivity, like growth mindset, and seeing the best in people.
I think like that would be like one thing to tell like another business owner when you do have multiple employees or staff, even if it's just like a handful, as staying, just listening and like being observant and aware and pointing out their like what they excel in and then like praising them for that. You do really well in this area. Let's push you more towards doing just this versus like, we're not going to have, if you don't excel in one area, we're not going to keep you there.
There's always going to be turnover. We try to minimize. We've done a great job with employee retention. We've done a great job with client retention. Retraining turnover is
quick turnover.
It's expensive. Yeah. It's costly on the mental side of us. And it's tiring. Running a business is tiring.
Yeah. And it's not even just like we have to focus on the energy that we are set, like as individuals are putting out for these people too. Like, I don't think people realize like what it takes to like have a new trainer come on and the things that we do on the back end, like coming in on our off days and helping them or the mocks. And it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot of work, but it is like, I would say like 95% of the time, like super rewarding.
Thanks, Dani. If you had like one piece of advice for a female business owner who's getting ready to start out and maybe start her first venture, I mean, and build something new, what little jewel or pearl of wisdom would you share?
I would say definitely as like what we've talked about, your small, your short-term, long-term goals, and take it day by day. Because even though sometimes we don't want to, it's needed. And you'll thank yourself later for that. Because there's obviously, when you have a business, planning ahead, you have to plan. You have to have a good schedule. You have to plan. But taking the day by day is better. Because if you're trying to get a week's worth of things done in one day, it is so overwhelming. You get ahead of yourself. You forget things. And it's like just creating these simple little strategies, it really does help. And then like always just giving yourself some grace. Like it's hard. And like opening a business is not for the weak. And the fact that like somebody has taken the time to try to, like that should be a huge accomplishment. And even if it doesn't work out.
Pat, yeah. Exactly like what you were saying. We don't know unless we try. With Mantra, we had no idea.
There's so many things that go into it. It's not like you don't wake up and there's just like birds chirping and sunshine and it's rainbows and it's not Cinderella. Like it's hard. There's days hard. Where you wake up and there's already emails, phone calls. Like,
I like what you said though, like just give yourself some grace.
Yeah. Take it day by day and
keep going.
Notice like
set goals.
Yeah. Goals are important.
Yeah. Create your vision. Put your goals out there, and growth can be painful. But then if you just keep your eyes on your vision, I think women can make it all happen. Hey, Dani, it's been so fun podcasting with you again. This is our second, hopefully definitely more. That's really getting real about what it's like to own and operate a studio, grow a team, grow a culture, a staff, the ups and downs of what we go through to get where we're ultimately going and providing the services that we provide. And we're leaving here now to go actually do a sales process training on our new sales process training. So yeah, we're passionately late to a training, but maybe the time management skills could perfect those a little bit more.
There's always going to be a little kink.
But there's always something to work on, never ending. Thank you for spending this time with us. Conversations like this are a reminder that leadership just isn't something we think about. It's truly something we feel in our bodies and practice every day. Whether you're building a studio, leading a team, or simply learning how to take up space in your own life, growth doesn't have to come at the cost of your health or your nervous system. Intelligent fitness, conscious movement, and longevity aren't just about how we train. They're about how we lead, how we recover, and how we choose to spend our time. Time, again, is our most valuable asset. Spend it like it matters.